Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching local Splash. How can I help you today?
Excuse me, sir. I'll be right with you. Sorry, I just got off the phone with somebody else, but... And it was great. But my first difficulty here is that I've got my first phone call with this business drywall, the drywall medic, and I wrote all his information down, but the problem is I'm just not switching to, a main notebook for Splash because I have more things going on. So I have 3 notebooks or so, and I wrote this man's number down, and I'll be damned I can't find it, and I was supposed to call and give him an estimate today. And because I've had some headaches, I think I'm going to go ahead and do it tomorrow. But I got to get his number again and his phone. So I was wondering, how do I retrieve somebody that I got a call from you guys' number, so that I can go ahead and call him and make an appointment for sometime tomorrow? Not only that, my keys are misplaced somewhere around this mess of a place I got going on here.
Okay. And do you remember what number they called you from? Meaning the do you know if they used the call tracking number?
Well, no, not right off the bat. I was just surprised that I got the phone number. I got the call in the first place. But sir, I've been in business for many, many years, so I'm very used to getting phone calls for business. You know, because I own the business Dr. Drywall, and they're all over the United States now. But it was my legal trade name for many years. But I'm proud of that, and I got references going back to that for years. Here I'm just now getting organized. You guys are getting all this stuff together for me, and I'm really happy for that, because I get a headache easy when it comes to clerical. I'll tell you, sir, but the Lord blessed me kind of with a brain, too, but I'm very good with my hands. You know, I can make I make stuff myself, you know. I'm crafty. You know, I made my own desk here, okay? And then I can move it from there to here on my leather couch. You know, because all my work is done from home, except I go out physically, do the professional labor, you know, and get the estimates and service the customers and whatever they need. But anyway, so that's, I gotta give a call to that guy. So whichever way, tell me any number I can call to get it, just anything. And I'll get his number and I'll get him called and I'll get him straightened up for tomorrow. And I'm pretty sure I'll get it by legal. What happened is I got so upset yesterday because I try to organize shit. It seems like everything I try to find, I can't find it. So I ended up throwing shit all around here, and my keys are here somewhere. And it's a 24 Jeep, so I do drive it. Plus, I got another spare vehicle. I paid cash for it in 2015, and the keys are somewhere around here, you know. My bank called the police on me yesterday. I was having some issues, okay? And they're getting, I try to breathe deeply and take it well, but I'm the type of person, pal, I hate to tell you, I'm very nice. But if I get crossed, I'm the type of person, I'm probably like you or any other human. I could come across all different directions, including martial arts, verbally. It's any way you want to do it. Fortunately, I've only had to use martial arts twice, you know, but I'm a trained combat soldier, you know, so it doesn't matter. Any which way, you're going to end up on the ground. But I don't have to deal with that. I'm not a punk. I don't even know how I got on that. But anyway, just go ahead and give me what I got to do to retrieve those numbers, and you just give me all of them, and I'll try all of them until I can get it.
Yes, I do see a phone number that called on the 17th of this month.
Okay.
And it looks like it's by Paola. Would that be the number? Do you remember the client's name or customer's name by any chance?
Well, I think his name was Gary. I got a part of something back here, and I've already misplaced it. I'm just now organizing this stuff, sir. You know, generally, I have everything. I have my... clients, I have everything organized, but I'm just now getting to that. I have not done one job yet for the drywall medic. You know, I'm the one that makes the money and pays the people. If I don't have very many employees, which I don't, you know, because a lot of people say they can do drywall, sir. I actually can walk in there and walk out the same day with $500 or $300 to $500 is generally what I make. and more, you know, just advanced. And it's not rich man's money, believe me. There's a lot of people that got to be paid, including you, okay? I write all that off of my taxes, but it's things that still have to be paid for. Okay, so the 17th, and I think I got it somewhere here. Are you not able to get the name, or?
It doesn't show the name, but I have the phone number. I'm sorry, the name says Paola. That's what I show, and I have the phone number here. This is the
okay.
One on the 17th. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Paola is a town. You know, that's part of the, it's down there. It's probably about 30 miles, but Paola is a town. I don't know. His name seemed like Gary. He was a man.
Yes,
and Paola don't even, yeah, go ahead.
What happens is that when they call, they have the option to share the information that they, let's say, want, right? So that means that if they only wanted to share their phone number and the city they're from, that's what's going to show up, right? But I do have a phone
number
if you want to write it down. Hopefully that's what you're looking for. You ready?
I can handle it. You know, because I'll get on the phone and I'll, I'm so thankful. You know, at one time, I'm 65, but, you know, I did go to college and stuff. But, man, I can explain my way out of a wet paper bag. Oh, I really can. And I'm thankful for it because I can communicate. If I want to get something across, I can do it. You know what I mean? So it'll be a jovial little conversation. I'll get it taken care of. All right, go ahead and give me the number, sir, the phone number.
Yes, so the number is
913-294-0348. 0348. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I'm going to call. Well, I got that gig tomorrow, but it's actually from like 9 to 1. I don't know if I told you I play for the... I'm a musician, so I'm playing for the VA tomorrow. And I'm also a veteran, you know, from the 70s. They take care of me, pal. I get around $3,700 a month from the VA. So it helps me stay alive. But I could walk for 2 years. A lot of things happen. It's less than 2 years it took me to walk, but a lot of things happen. And I'm just now able to go back to work. I haven't even done the drywall job yet in the last year and a half, almost 2 years. But I'm sure, okay, so I'll go ahead and call him so get that taken care of. And please forgive me, I am a rambling talker. I don't know if it's because I sit here by myself all day. I don't know what it is. All my kids are busy getting, trapped with their kids, you know, and they got grown kids too. My youngest just turned 35. Yeah, they just turned 35, they're twins. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, at any time, just give us a call. You can also text us, whichever you feel is best. Not to worry, we're here to help, okay?
Okay, I don't really have to feel bad about it or nothing, you know. Because I started having heebie-jeebies, and I thought, well, hell, I'm going to have to call right back to see how I get this number, you know, my first problem, you know. So thank you so much.
As long as clients use that call tracking number, we'll always be able to send you the information at any time. Not a problem, okay?
Okay, yeah, and I would like them. I think I might put a, because I'm going to have some magnetic signs made pretty soon, you know, so I can put on, I got a 24 Jeep, and, you know, I got a work van too, but it's been my work van, but it actually needs work, and I just did $1,200 on it already. You know, it runs good and everything like that, but it needs work, so it's better for me to drive my Jeep than I own a trailer. So I might just use my trailer for the most part, and plus I can pick stuff in the Jeep. I just don't want to tear it up. It don't even have 4,000 miles on it yet, you know?
Ooh, okay.
So I'm getting ready to have the guy. Pal, I am so naive. I don't know how to take pictures and send. Just put it this way. In the last 2 years also, because I started this one when I was in the hospital, there was a business on Shark Tank that I got involved with, and I actually would have been a lot more money in it, but I got involved into around 7 or 8,000. And because I don't have a degree, but I've never flunked a course, and I've been there close to a degree if I want to. But, I forgot what I was going to say. I'm sorry. I forgot what to say. I'm going to go ahead and let you go and call this guy.
Yes,
but you have a good day. I'll be talking to you at the end.
Okay, perfect. We'll be more than happy to help you. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.